Servant leaders give up their seats. Self-sacrifice is lesson one. From Scripture we read, when the 10 heard about this, they became indignant with James and John. From Mark 10, verse 41. Now James and John had just asked Jesus for special treatment for the best seats in all of heaven. Jesus explained that the seats on the throne of God were reserved and not his to give away. The remaining disciples overheard the conversation and became upset. They were offended and insulted over this selfish request. Instead of becoming angry with James and John or the disciples' indignant response, Jesus used the moment to teach a lesson on self-sacrifice and servant leadership. Jesus ended his lesson with the words, "And whoever wants to be first must be slave of all." Suddenly, the revelation, truth, and power of Jesus' words hit me hard. The Holy Spirit revived a painful memory. I recalled that years earlier at my daughter's wedding, my ex-wife refused to allow me to sit with the family. I was forced to sit in the back with the guests and excluded from the photo session. I was deeply hurt and carried this hurt for many years. In fact, I carried it up to the very moment I sat at the keyboard writing this devotional. Over the last few years, I have prayed that God would give me a heart transplant and give me a servant leader's heart. As I typed these words, I realized I can now say that I have finally moved beyond the anger, hurt, and resentment to a place of complete forgiveness. I'm able to see the small sacrifice and my refusal to protest as part of my training. My actions spared Kinsey, my sweet and beautiful daughter, discomfort and potential embarrassment on her wedding day. What a small price to pay for her happiness. I pray the next time I find myself in a similar situation where I can bring happiness, peace, joy, and comfort to others, that I quickly, willingly, and joyfully offer my seat. Child of God, what about you? Remembering Jesus on the cross, what sacrifice will you make for others in your life? Jesus, thank you for your servant leader's heart and for your sacrifice on the cross. Holy Spirit, transform my heart and spirit and renew my mind daily, that I may become more like Jesus in all I do and say. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.